Hey there, and welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson and a delighted look into The Traitors. I don't watch a whole lot of reality shows or fake competitions. I mean, yeah, The Amazing Race for the scenery, all the Gordon Ramsay and some other food stuff, for, you know, the food and the drama. But the whole Big Brother and Survivor and Real Housewives and such, pass. But then there's The Traitors. Well, you have to say it that way, with a cartoon Scottish accent, because that's the way Alan Cumming, the single most flamboyant host of a reality show this side of RuPaul's Drag Race, says it every time. But don't get me wrong, Cumming is a terrific actor. He starred on Broadway, in Cabaret, he killed it in Schmigadoon. He had a really fun and short-lived murder mystery show of his own for a couple of years. He was frickin' Nightcrawler in the X-Men movies like 20 years ago. And he really does have a Scottish accent, but not as thick as this. He's camping it up majorly to the point of sounding worse than the engineer in the Enterprise, but it's fun. The Traitors is a strange and wonderful premise. Pull together like 20 people to a remote Scottish castle, no, actually a castle in the middle of nowhere Scotland, and offer them hundreds of thousands of dollars in silver bullion. Why silver? Who knows? Looks cool, though. But right up front, Cumming secretly chooses a few, two, three, maybe four, of the participants to be traitors, while the rest of the unsuspecting masses are labeled as faithful. Every night, the traitors get together and mock murder one of the faithful, have them privately and permanently removed from the game, and every evening, just before the murders, the faithful and the secret traitors get together to eliminate one of their own, one of the players they think is a traitor. Because when it gets down to the final three, after 10 days or so, if any traitor remains, they get all the silver, and any remaining faithful are left out in the cold of the Scottish Highlands. Though there are plenty of twists and turns, surprise changes in the rules, and wild-ass challenges that they have to go through to build up their pot of silver, all under Cumming's deeply sarcastic and diabolical direction. It's all designed to get weirdly personal, to see people stand up to the pressure or give in to the greed, to see how truly dumb most people are at sussing out the truth, and, of course, to see what new outfits Cumming will wear with virtually every new appearance multiple times an episode. It is actually addictive. You have to tune in every episode, every week, to see who gets murdered and who gets banished. And unlike the British Bake Off or Amazing Race, there is no point in trying to guess a winner. Cumming and the producers hiding behind him are twisted as hell, and the rules and results change with every damn week, and I love it. And that's not all. The Traitors actually started as a show on Dutch TV, then showed up in the UK, hosted in exactly the same castle as Cumming's by legendary British presenter Claudia Winkleman, she of the startling eye makeup and amazing bangs. There's also been an Australian edition, which was huge fun, but only lasted 2 seasons, and now there's even a ripoff of the show on Netflix called The Trust. It's a thing now. In the first season, the participants were normal humans like you and me. In the second season, as if that drama wasn't elevated enough, the participants are reality show contestants from all the other reality shows, and surprisingly enough, some of them are pretty damn sharp. Peacock is showing the British version as well. Or, if you have a good VPN like I do, NordVPN, free plug, sponsor me, guys, you can log into the British or Australian server and watch those shows on the BBC's iPlayer or its Australian equivalent. There are also versions from New Zealand and Canada that I've just tracked down, and all of them are available on Canadian TV, again, through the VPN. Each nationality's program has a different flavor, a different personality based on their separate cultures. And let me tell you, Australia's was wild, especially the second season. Regardless, find them where you can and while away an entire weekend watching perfectly decent people betray each other, cackle madly, wear cloaks with hoods, and burst into tears as if people were actually dying. It is the darkest kind of fun you can have, and it really is unmissable. Bet you'll love it at least half as much as I do. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.